The bill passed by a committee Wednesday legalizes what's called constitutional carry, where anyone who can legally own a firearm can carry one. State Senator John Erpenbach worries the lack of any training requirements could put the public at risk.
You're going to have a situation, and I hope to God not, where just somebody who's absolutely innocent of anything going on in life at that particular point in time might get shot, and might get shot by somebody who's never once discharged a firearm, but because you pass legislation, they feel they can own a gun.
Wausau Republican Pam Galloway says a training mandate could create a financial hardship for many people who want to carry a concealed weapon and have a family member or friend who can instruct them.
Well, I think it's unlikely that people are going to do it just because they can. I think they'll do it because they want to defend themselves. So in order to actually do that, they would have to know how to use the weapon.
Previous versions of the bill have required permits and training, which law enforcement continues to call for. Senator Galloway says police are approaching the issue from a different way of thinking.
They have to have many hours of training, but they have to use their weapons under very different circumstances. Whereas the person who's carrying a concealed weapon for self-defense is usually just using it on a one-on-one situation and hopefully never having to use the weapon.
The bill passed on a 3-2 party line vote. There's no word on when it will get a vote in the full Senate. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.